You are listening to the Fortune Geek Heroes podcast. For more fun and previews of our up-and-coming projects, please go to thefortunebooks.com. Thanks, and enjoy the podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Fortune Geek Heroes podcast. This is episode 5, and today I'm interviewing Benedict Jones. And can you explain a bit about your project?
Yes, thanks for having me.
No worries.
We are a company called Inked, and what we are doing is creating ways to support webcomics and the webcomic community as a whole. And our primary project focuses on creating an app for the iPhone that allows publishers, well, it'll be a web platform that allows publishers to independently publish their work and then make it available through a mobile app.
So that's fantastic. I'm 100% behind this because it's so hard to get all that content in just one place.
Exactly. And the idea came about, my co-founder, Justin Salisbury, approached me with the idea when he just had a difficult time. I personally had not known so much about webcomics, and he enlightened me on how wonderful they were and how he also had a difficult time keeping track of the many that he read, most of them published through RSS feeds. He would also just have the practice of keeping a ton of bookmarked websites in one folder, checking back at them every so often, having to keep track of many different publishing schedules and so on. And it's really a piece of content that's just kind of begging to be organized.
It really is. I mean, I look at a lot of webcomics myself, and it's a nightmare because different webcomics update on different days, and you've got to figure out which days are which, and then you've got to know which days to check them on. And you've got to have like 10 websites open at a time just to have a look at all these webcomics.
Sure, and just by the nature of the independent nature of their creation and distribution, even when there is a schedule, sometimes an author misses that and publishes another day. So it's really conducive to having an app that lets you know when your favorites are published, and in addition to that, makes it a whole lot easier for you to share, because I think one of the other compelling parts about bringing organization to any content is the opportunity to spread that content. And so, you know, there really aren't that many good ways to share, other than Twitter being the primary place where webcomic people gather and communicate. It's really tough to share content between each other. So that's something I feel really excited about, mostly because webcomics are they're comic strips. Effectively, they're just a digital comic strip, and you know, tens of millions of people every day read comic strips, but the same can't be said necessarily for webcomics. And I think that any kinds of tools that can bring organization, better viewing experience, more ease of use and sharing, you know, have the opportunity to put webcomics in that space of visibility.
Yeah, definitely. So how would this work then? So you load up the app and it's just all webcomics you like straight there immediately, or?
So we have a kind of a minimal set of features that we've laid out, and you would load up the app and you would have the ability to see a number of authors and their content based on searching for it. By name or by topic, let's say. You could add those to a customized shelf that would look very similar to an iBooks sort of interface. In addition to that, once you have subscribed to a variety of authors, there would be a news feed that is similar to the way an Instagram feed pushes out photos of individuals you're subscribed to. You would have a feed that shows the different news strips of the authors that you subscribe to. And the idea being that each new issue, or every you know, the first or second recently published issue for each artist would be free. And then each artist has the opportunity to offer their archived work for a price. And we've had a lot of discussions with a lot of authors. One of the primary things that we did before making our idea public was actually approaching the community of webcomic authors about our approach, because Justin Salisbury, the co-founder, he knew the webcomic community so well. He understood that they haven't been really treated fairly. There are a lot of people who choose to steal their work, and that's absolutely not what we're trying to do. You know, we want to create a mechanism for authors to support themselves, at least
you're
as
trying
well.
To
sorry, go ahead.
You're trying to expand it, essentially. You're trying to make it easier for everyone to view their webcomics. So really, you're actually making it better for webcomic creators out there.
We're hoping to. You know, I think that we saw initially a variety of ways in which the experience could be enhanced. And so that's the quote-unquote design challenge that we're out to solve. And I feel as if we approach this as a pure design challenge with a tool that ends up providing value, then we will have won something. You know, we will have won the battle that we were confronted with, which is that, man, these are really genius pieces of work, and they're hard to follow and hard to view. Primarily it was born that Justin wanted to solve this problem for his own delight, you know? And I love challenges like that, where the idea was born out of having the necessity to solve a problem of his own.
Yeah, definitely. So how many creators have you got involved in this currently?
Currently, we have officially 14 authors who have come on board as what we call our partnered creators. And those individuals are just independent artists who are in support of our idea and are supporting us in any ways that they can. And it's been a really motivating experience to have people with such skill levels really get behind us and understand that we're there for them, and in turn lending us a hand as well. And so I could go through the list, and but you guys are happy to check it out. I mean, that, you know, each one of the authors that we're partnered with have just such a distinct and varied skill set, topic of comic or thing that they focus on and cover. And it's beautiful. It's been one of the most fun parts of this whole project, was getting to know them and getting to know the community in general. And it seems like we have a lot of people interested in jumping on board every day, frankly. We have a forum that we set up early on just as a means to create discussion. The most popular thread is the show and tell forum, where people come to post their webcomic. And I think to date we have maybe close to 150 shares and growing every day. I think I just saw two were posted today, which is, you know, it used to be maybe one or two a week, and now we're getting maybe one every couple of days, and today it was two. So I'm happy to see that kind of activity. And just in the quality of work is increasing. So at first we had just kind of any old person with a webcomic posting, so some really good ones and some that weren't so great. But now, which doesn't matter to me. I think
oh, no,
that,
of course.
As long as people are creating, I love that and I want to see it. So, but now it's beautiful to see the quality increasing in the show and tell forum, and the people coming to us to get visibility. Because when they post, we tweet it to our followers, post it to our Facebook page, and in some cases get them more views on that one thread than they have Twitter followers. And those are great moments for those people.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, webcomics are just this such a popular medium. Everyone pretty much has a webcomic if you're on the internet. I was talking to Ryan North just before Christmas, and a while ago he was involved in a webcomic competition for The Escapist, and everyone wanted that because it was a paid opportunity, and he had thousands, literally thousands of people sending in their webcomics, and each webcomic had to have 4 pages, so that's like 4,000 pages of stuff to go through.
Wow.
And it was so big and expansive that they had to get judges outside the Escapist to come in and help, like, figure out who's the winner. It's such a big area, webcomics nowadays, because it's easy, it's free, it's easy.
Yeah,
Anyone who
and
can
it's
draw can pretty much do it.
yeah, and the other thing that I suppose I just didn't realize until digging deeper, that is this big distinction in the audience and content of comics, traditional comics versus web comics, is that web comics are not all, superheroes and villains, which not all comics are that either. But web comics seem to have this opportunity to have a bit more of an editorial feel. Kind of the way a political cartoon, strikes you as an illustration that has a totally different purpose than a comic. It can cover topics that vary a little bit more widely. It can include characters and themes that are a little bit more temporary. They don't have to necessarily be this linear storyline that in the way that a comic book is produced, they can be, or traditionally produced, they can be just what happened this week. We have an author that is produces a comic called Caffeinated Toothpaste, which I love. It's definitely one of my favorites. His name is Josh Bauman, and his strip is a diary strip. So he actually just takes these captive moments of his life and turns them into a strip. And sometimes they're meant for humor, but sometimes they're not. And I love that about web comics. They can really cover anything.
Yeah, it's web comics are a lot more real than comics, I think. Comics tend to be a bit more fantastical, but web comics tend to be based around real people doing real things, but getting into funny situations, kind of like a sitcom, in a way.
Exactly. And even if those characters are pumped up and personified as a toaster or something else, whatever the situation might be, in which they've added layers, especially in Josh Bauman's strip, you can clearly, and in situations even when the characters are not necessarily real people but changed a bit, aliens or something that has slightly a sci-fi twist, they still have, you can see these parallels to personal stories within those web comics, because they're such a personal thing. It seems the majority of these authors just started drawing, for the purpose that they enjoyed it, and they continue to do so. And now they produce a strip, and some of them have been doing it a while, some not so long. But whatever the case, it's a very personal thing to them. And if once you get behind the author and learn who the author is, if you've been reading their strip for a long time, all of these things start to make sense. You realize characteristics of their persona, and then there are clear parallels to that in the web comic. And because social media is such a big thing, what that says to me is that as a society, what we're more interested in these days is personal stories. So just having that layer of personalization being a part of web comics, that's kind of in the background. Sometimes it's in the forefront, but sometimes it's just laying there in the background. Either way, it's always there. And that's something that makes it very powerful and distinct. So So back to the point again, I think that once we can create tools that assist and aid in discovery, the way that the Inked app will serve, then we can share those stories with others.
See, I read all the big web comics like Player versus Player or CAD, etc., etc., or Explosion or XKDC. I completely messed it up, didn't I?
Yeah, anyway. XKCD.
There we are, that's why. XKCD.
XKCD, yeah.
I apologise, anyone who's a fan listening, I apologise. But I always find it a bit hard to find like good comics deeper down in the not well-known area of comics. This obviously helps with that as well.
Exactly, and you know, well, they're tough to find, right? They're tough to find because they're not well known, but that doesn't mean they aren't well done. And just back, not to get repetitive, but on this show and tell thread, we have been seeing unbelievable work come through. That is from somebody who's just produced, you know, one or a few strips. They might have just founded their comic, and they might be an up-and-coming illustrator, and there's a webcomic that strikes out to me called Divinity Comic. I believe their Twitter is Divinity Comic. That it's set in, like, just before World War II, Europe, kind of industrialized, mechanized, machine look. Stylization reminds you of a cross between the movie like 1984 and an Indiana Jones movie or something, and it's unbelievable. The style of the work and the writing is just so gripping, and it's brand new. And I think they've gotten close to 500 views on our forum, and I can't speak to how many followers they have, but I know that they're brand new and they're just out there. So I'm with you. I'm as excited as you are to have a way to discover new work, and that also be this catalyst for others to begin producing something, because they know that it's not such a hit or miss to get discovered, that there might then be a way for them to really get discovered.
It is a shame when there's a good webcomic out there that's really not that popular, but it deserves to be really popular. It is a real shame. When I see a lot of comics, obviously, in what I do, and it's just there's so many people that are so good at this, and they're just really underappreciated, and you're not quite sure why, because you even think some of them are better than the bigger players. It's just it doesn't really make much sense to me, but I guess it's how they market themselves, how they get out there. I guess with other people, it's just luck, really.
And I feel there's certainly something to back to the independent nature of the content creators. I feel independent creators and people who are really DIY all the way, they're just do-it-yourself kind of people. I don't want to say they tend to be anti-system, but it kind of seems that way. And they have reasons for doing so, and that's why they tend to take a independent, do-it-yourself kind of approach. And certainly there would be reasons why that could hurt their case, give them more difficulty in reaching visibility. But that doesn't mean that they can't have a system that's created for them, that's designed to cater to their independent nature. And, you know, I've had, I work primarily at doing business development and marketing, and I've worked for many big corporations in the past, and I'm a bit at odds with the way that a lot of current product structures and corporations approach product structures and product creation. And I feel as if startups and entrepreneurship is this new vibrant field. When you attach this aspect of crowdfunding to that, in which there are people who can go out and raise the money on their own. What you're creating is this ecosystem of very do-it-yourself, independent-natured creation on the product and business side. So where webcomicers have not been able to take advantage of systems, or they felt anti-system with respect to what's out there, I hope that we are here to change that, to offer them something different, in that we are just the same philosophy in how we want to create structures that are conducive to the independent creator.
Yeah, totally. I can see where you're coming from there. Let's talk a bit more about the project itself. So how much are you trying to raise?
We're actually, we have a Kickstarter campaign running. It runs until January 31st, and we aren't performing as well as we need to be to make the goal. We're looking to reach $20,000, and we're at somewhere around $3,500 with 14 days. So we have 2 weeks left, and it's really important for us to start trending to a more positive number. And you know, we would love any kind of support that we can get. If you get on Kickstarter and look up Inked, INKD, you will easily find our project. And we tried to we had a tough time deciding what rewards to offer. But we felt like we got our partner creators to really come through and throw down some amazing stuff. And we tried to make it as appealing as we could to everyone, and showcase what it is that we're doing in the best light. And we feel like we did a pretty good job. And it's just really hard to compete with the noise of social media. It's kind of struck me that it's no longer good enough to have just a really good idea, a well put together campaign, and doing a lot of publicity. You've kind of got to hit that wild card, you know. And part of it is getting invited to podcasts like this. I was really excited when you sent us a message and wanted to cover more of what we're doing, because it's really important to the campaign. You know, either way, we will figure out a way to get Inked App developed, but we really need some support. So check out our Kickstarter. Yeah.
Well, I hope it does get developed. It sounds like a very sounds like a project I need. Let's put it that way.
I'm sorry, what did you say? You broke up a bit there.
Oh, sorry. Sounds like something I definitely would use.
We really, really appreciate the thoughts. And it's interesting because webcomics maybe don't strike people as something that they would jump at, that, oh, I would use that. So maybe that's been a bit of our challenge too. But that's kind of what Inked is there to help change. So it's really hard to it's kind of a catch-22, if you will. We know people will be excited about us once they have a tool to discover webcomics, but they don't have a tool to discover them yet, so they don't know why they should get excited. So that's been a bit of our challenge in illustrating why people should get excited. So I'm really happy that you realize it. And we just have to enlighten some other people on that.
Oh yeah, I'm a very big fan of webcomics. Anything I can do for the webcomic community.
That's really great.
Yeah. So what will this money go on then, if you can achieve your goal?
This money will afford us the development of a minimal product that gives us a base set of features. I actually don't have them in front of me, but we do line them out very clearly on the Kickstarter campaign. But that would include a shelf, the ability to subscribe to various artists, your general account management tools, so a profile, you know, that has your name, houses your subscriptions, and your archives, and the ability for you to view archives, potentially adding some kind of offline mode. I can't remember if that was included in our minimal product. The ability
I can't to, say it on
yeah, a basic set of sharing features I know was in there. So clearly you could push it out to Twitter, Facebook, et cetera. a profile system for each author that would link back to their site, because I know that that's a really important function for them, and the ability to create their own customized cover. And then in addition, on the publishing side, some of the minimal features in the web app and the web portal include the ability for the author to upload their strip, use a marquee tool to define which panes they want their comic to appear, you know, the order in which they want their each pane to appear, and even define some zoomable zones that if, you know, if they want the comic to, from step one to step two, instead of advancing from pane one to pane two, it would zoom in to a tighter area in that pane, would be an example of a function. So, and then just kind of giving the publisher the ability to queue so they can schedule a post in advance and just have it waiting there for them, or having it waiting in a queue to publish for whenever they want, and then the ability to manage all of their back content, of course. So, you know, providing a tool right out the gate by which authors can come in and archive their back issues and immediately be offering them for money is a function that will be available right away. So we're really excited about that. There's probably a couple of other ones I didn't cover. And frankly, that's just the beginning. You know, we have some ideas about the ways that we want to grow the functions of the app, and we're really excited about those. You know, definitely including a merchant solution, primarily one of the ways that a lot of these authors, the authors who do make some money, make a lot of it off of their merchandise. So we'll be finding a way to build that in. I don't know that we can achieve that right away, but we might be able to. So we're going to be working towards it for sure. And then creating kind of a toolbox for publishers. So right now, some of the processes that are followed would be illustrating a few panes, uploading the art, and then using Illustrator or something of that nature to color, drop in lettering and word bubbles. And we can make those functions easier. We can improve the workflow of the creation process by providing a kind of a stock set of word bubbles that are of different shapes and sizes that can be varied. We have a gentleman who used to work for Dark Horse Comics, actually, who approached us recently wanting to work together. He used to be, he's a lettering master of sorts, and we're potentially looking at working with him to create a stock sets of lettering that could be dropped in. Because I know a lot of illustrators who are good at the illustration part, but they're not so good at the lettering and word bubbles. So this would give them the ability to improve their workflow and really quickly produce a piece just right through the web portal.
Yeah, sounds phenomenal. You're really bringing this to life. So what they can do is upload an image and then edit it through your app.
Yeah, what they'll do is they'll upload an image through a web portal, as I said, so that you'd upload it a strip at a time, or even a page at a time. We have some people who've approached us saying, oh, if I have a kind of a longer form comic that I publish online, quote, you know, which is still classified as a web comic, they wanted to know if they would be able to port that in and have it viewable in a kind of panel by panel format, or at the very least, something that guides them. Sorry about that. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still there.
Okay. Something that guides the reader through the entire page through a series of zones. And that's exactly what will be a capability we'll have. So the artist will upload either a strip or a page, and then they'll be able to define zones by which the comic will then be presented in that order.
Cool. So how can other creators get involved with this?
Creators can get involved with us by visiting inked.me, inkd.me, and submitting a contact form in which you can specify that you're an author. And we have a running list of authors that's growing very rapidly, which I'm happy to see. And I kind of keep a contact with them or a line open with them as best I can as authors specifically. And then I have messages I send to everybody, but we're trying to keep in contact very closely with the author community because they are, of course, the content creators. So you can go to inked.me, submit a contact form, specify that you're an author, and we will definitely be in touch with you. And you can also visit forum. I don't know if it's what the exact address is, but from inked.me, you can also click on the forums link and find our show and tell thread very easily and share your work. I mean, even though we don't have the app out yet, the opportunity for us to help build community and share people's work is still there. And it's a beautiful process. So we are out there to do that. If you post to our show and tell forum, we will tweet it to our 5,000 followers and share it on our Facebook page and hopefully generate you some buzz. So authors can get involved with us that way. And we also have some really cool reward levels set up in the Kickstarter that are positioned primarily for authors, in which we're actually selling impressions, pre-selling impressions, in which the app will have a discovery page where there will be a featured space, and anyone is open to purchase impressions to get in that featured space. So there are three author packages, a standard author package for $75, a gold author package for $125, and a platinum author package for $350, in which we also sell you impressions, but we will also archive all of your work for you, which is really attractive for someone that might have 1,000 back issues or 500 back issues or something. That's going to be a lot of work to archive and kind of get pushed in the app. But if you look at it that way, an author could come in right out the gate from the day that Ink launches, not only have all of their archived work available for purchase, but be in the featured space right away. So I look at those things. If I were an author, I would want that. And we tried to come up with things that, and I hope other authors feel that way. You'll have to read what you're getting for that level, but we tried to come up with things that were compelling and valuable to the publishers. So that's a Kickstarter reward. And that's another way, if you're really looking to get involved, I would recommend trying to pick one of those up, because we haven't restricted the limit to a low number, but we have restricted the limit. It's not unlimited, because we want to make sure that featured space is valuable. So
yeah, of course. Got to turn over a piece of paper here, 1 second.
No problem. Oh, and you can also follow us on Twitter if you don't yet, at InkedApp, InkedApp.
I'll put that in the show notes as well, so they've got it straight in front of them. So if they're listening to this now, they should have it straight in front of them. So what risks were there when you started the Kickstarter?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
What risks were there when you started the Kickstarter? Involved in the whole project?
Involved in the whole project, you know, the way that the viewer will work in terms of it flowing panel to panel and being responsive to either landscape or portrait adjustments and kind of functioning really clean. You know, we're out not to just to create a good app, but we want a top app or a killer app. You know, we want one that is known for functioning and flowing and feeling really great. So those are just the unanswered questions at this point, is how we're going to approach that from the coding side But we're working with a really skilled group of developers that not only are skilled, not only do they have years of experience working on gaming products, which I think is a great crossover, but they also are local to our hometown. And that's just an incredibly rare and fortunate mix of qualities. They're called Whim Mill, WHIMMILL. And again, they're located here locally in Bloomington, Indiana. And so we have an opportunity to work with them very closely and have a lot of confidence in their abilities. And so, we've already been through a couple of stages of development meetings. So the thought that we haven't begun is not true necessarily. I mean, we've already started, obviously, figuring out what needs to be achieved, and I know that they are already working. So that's really the only thing. I know that Kickstarter asks you, they recently added that section. Well, what are the risks and challenges that you foresee in terms of the product creation? That was really the only one at the moment. And mostly because I don't feel that's the case for everyone's development projects, but we're lucky to have engaged a good set of developers. Justin is where it all began, and he's a brilliant designer. So it's a match of skill levels, and personality types, frankly, that are willing to work together to overcome problems in a mature and productive way. So I don't foresee any of those things potentially getting in the way. And adversely, we have a kind of a working dynamic as a group that is just really positive and really solution driven.
Yeah, okay. I've just been looking at your forums actually, and this one comic struck me out. Sorry. Saint
Extraordinaire.
for yeah, Saint for Rent. And In for Time Travelers. Looks really cool. Okay, so do you think you'll be able to make the Kickstarter, the goal, as it were? So we've got 2 weeks left, haven't you? 14 days.
I think we can make it. We definitely can make it. We want to make it. It requires some other people believing in us. And publicity is great, and we've gotten a lot of publicity. We're really active on Twitter. We've approached hundreds of blogs, many, many sites to be interviewed as a startup, not necessarily in web comics, but just as a group of entrepreneurs. And that publicity has to convert into pledges. So really what we're just asking everyone to do is take a look at our campaign, and even if you can drop a small pledge, it counts. Every little bit counts, and we just need to get numbers of people excited. So we can make it, and we want to make it, and this is an opportunity, a forum by which we can communicate a little bit deeper what we're doing. And this is the moment where I'm asking everyone who's listening to check out our Kickstarter and give us a pledge if you're able to. We would be really, really grateful. Can you give me just one moment?
Yeah, sure. I'm just having that moment. I do think you should go and check out this Kickstarter. If you typed in Inked, which is INKD, you could find it on the Kickstarter. Just check it out, just have a look. Looks fantastic. If you're a big fan of webcomics, it'd be very useful to you.
Thank you so much for the plug.
Yeah, that's okay.
So we can make it, we want to make it, and despite that, we're working hard. Despite where we're at now, we work hard every day to make our goal, and because that's what just the people we are. We're trying to get creative and come up with fun and different things and tactics, and we're actually throwing a party on Saturday, and we're calling it Keg Starter because we're getting a keg of beer, and we have a really cool little design office space available that we rent a desk at. It's a co-working space called Blue Line, a beautiful gallery. here in town, right across the street from where I live, and just a happening place to have a party. I know they have lots of kind of designer techie parties there, and we're looking forward to it. So Kegstarter is going to be a good time, and we're actually going to broadcast it on Google Hangouts. So you can find all this stuff if you follow our Twitter. And actually, we set up a Twitter for Kegstarter. So you can look up Kegstarter Twitter. All of the information for the event will be available there for also. But Inked App, you'll see it blasting there, and we're going to have some interactive displays set up, a place where you can come take a little demo of viewing a comic through an iPad, a table where we're going to feature some of the custom incentives that one of our other authors, Wes Mulbash, who authors a comic called Insert Image, has put up for donation, and probably a couple of other just interesting and interactive tables. Honestly, it's gonna I'll blow the surprise. We're playing beer pong and the game called Cards Against Humanity. So just a way for people to come in and sit down and have a good time, and if they want to talk about our project, they can. And again, we'll be broadcasting it all on Google Hangouts because I want the public to be a part of it. Oh, and there is a nerd theme, not to be too faux pas, I guess is the word, or too predictable, but we're dressing up as nerds, so.
Yeah. That sounds amazing. I'll have to check that out. When is it? This Saturday, did you say?
Yeah, it's this Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is 2 a.m. or 1 a.m. your time, so that might be getting a little late. But hey, if you're home late in the UK and you just want to pop online and see the craziness that we're up to, we plan on having a lot of fun. So,
I might have to check it out. I'll probably be awake at that
yeah.
time in the morning. Right then, unfortunately, that's me out of questions. So is there anything else you'd like to add to this?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Is there anything else you'd like to add to this?
I don't think so. I think we actually covered all the bases, and I really appreciate you digging deeper and wanting to understand. And all of the people who know me know that I can tend to be a bit talkative, but I appreciate you giving me the forum to express some of those things because it takes this kind of forum for me to dig deeper and get into those thoughts. And honestly, I have fun doing it every time because it just motivates me and shows me where my purpose lies, which is in supporting this wonderful community. And in doing so, the app definitely is one thing, and we want to get this thing funded and we want to get it produced. But the thing that keeps me motivated and involved is definitely the community and being there for them. So thanks for offering us the opportunity to get out there and spread our message.
Absolutely no problem. I do hope it gets funded, actually. This would be very useful to me. All the information you need to the listeners out there will be completely in the box below. So just check it out, click on the links, go to the Kickstarter, etc., etc. And I think that's about it.